Engagement Head. This is show number 29. I'm Sloppy Dave.
I'm Gabriel Jordan, once again.
So I guess it's been about 2 months since the last show. So I have a lot to catch up on, as do you, Gabe. So we're going to start off with banter, which is...
Just basically, at the moment, David telling stories of Europe.
Yeah, so Europe, let's see. It was really fun, for one.
For one?
The International Trombone Festival I worked was a lot of fun. I met a lot of cool people. Saw some good concerts. Saw some not-so-good concerts.
Did you successfully break the record?
What record?
I don't know. There was some picture on your Facebook or whatever.
Yeah, there was a... Guinness World Book of Records attempt for the most trombones in an ensemble, and we broke it. It was in like the 700s or so, I think. It was a lot of people there.
That's a lot of bones.
So I didn't play. I actually just helped set up, which was a lot of work in itself.
You didn't play?
No, I didn't bring my horn. To Europe, because I figured I didn't want to lug it around with me all the time.
Understandable.
So after that, I went to London, and a few of the people from the International Trombone Festival that I worked with went with me, so shout out to them. And that was a lot of fun. I had a great time in London. It was ridiculous. It was a lot of fun. First thing I did was go see Big Ben.
Nice.
Which was fun. Actually, I saw Big Ben. It struck 11, because we couldn't stay up till 12, because... We have had to get a taxi back, and we don't really want it, because the underground closes.
Right.
So anyway, it struck 11, and then I kissed the ground.
Not bad, David. Kissing the ground in Europe.
So, yeah. After London, that was a really big puff of cigar right there. Jeez. After London, I went straight to Paris, which was a lot of fun, and I did a lot of crazy things, but then I did a lot of other crazy things in the catacombs of Paris.
Yes.
Which was an eight-hour adventure with a bunch of Parisians who spoke very little English. And
in the pitch dark.
A pitch black underground Paris. It's a really long tale, so I'll just sum it up by saying it was a lot of fun, and it was really dangerous, and I came out really sore and bloody, and I'm not kidding.
Oh, no.
I came out with blood all over me. But it was a lot of fun. And then I didn't get any sleep that night. Actually, I got 1 hour of sleep, and then I got on a train to Nice, and Nice was really hot, but there was some topless girls on the beach, so that was fun.
More than one way hot.
Yep, more than in one way hot.
Did it pale in comparison to Italy, though?
Oh, yeah. Right after Nice, I went to Italy, and Italy was just the most beautiful place I've ever been to, and I can sum that up by saying beautiful women, beautiful food, beautiful wine, beautiful music, beautiful architecture, and beautiful women.
You mentioned that one already. It's worth
right,
mentioning.
And beautiful language, which I'm now actually taking. I'll talk about that later.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Hold on. You,
Mia, let's see here. What have I been doing lately? Same old crap. Working. I am taking classes now. Looking into heading to ECU, or at least somewhere full-time next semester, so, I don't know, we'll see how it turns out.
I already told you this, but, you know, you should come on over if you want. It'll be a lot of fun. And actually, I know someone who would be looking for a roommate.
Oh, yeah?
I can talk to you about that after the show. Okay, so, let's see, in Italy, I went to Florence first, which is really beautiful. I was right in between... The street that both the statue that I named for, my dad named me after the statue, my mom named me after her brother. they never knew until I went to Europe and they had a discussion about it. But anyway, that was kind of funny. But so I'm right in between the Galleria and the Duomo, which is a church, which was gorgeous. And I remember I sat in the church for hours, and that was like the church that I want to go back to, just because it felt really comfortable. I could go there for service. And so anyway, I did that, and I saw some music, and I bought some T-shirts, and I ate some really good food, tried some really good Tuscan wine. And then I went to Rome, and Rome was a big city. It was different than I thought it would be. I really liked it, but it was just different. It was bigger than I thought it would be. More population and stuff.
Really? I don't even... Other than, like, ancient Rome, I have no preconceived notions of it, I suppose, so I wouldn't know what to expect.
It's kind of like if you got off a plane in New York City. I mean, okay. I got off my train, and I chose to live near a train terminal, which is a really bad idea.
loud.
I found out later. It's just loud and really dirty.
Right.
Right near a train terminal. So, Roma Termini. But anyway, so the first thing that happens, I walk outside, and I'm walking to my street that my hostel's on, and this guy's pissing in a dumpster.
That's pleasant.
In the middle of the day, drunk off his ass. Well, I think he was drunk. Who knows? So, but Rome was a lot of fun. Actually, the coolest thing happened. I went to Chiesa di San Giovanni, and there was which is the Church of San Giovanni, and I went into the cloister, and I saw the original Palestrina manuscripts, which made me cry because they're absolutely ridiculous. And so that was fun.
You weren't even expecting that.
I wasn't expecting it at all. Yeah.
Yeah, you told me about that. It's awesome that you got to see that.
Definitely. So let's see. Right after Rome, I went to Berlin, which a lot of people say they don't like Berlin. And a lot of people say they don't like Berlin at the beginning. And then they learn about it and it's really good. And I hated Berlin.
Did you?
Honestly, for a little while. Because everything on the outside is really gray and really cold feeling.
Right.
Even though it's in the middle of summer, it just felt cold. And but then I went on this free tour, and it was ridiculous. It was just so good. I could say a lot of things about the tour, but I'm not going to. It was really fun, and I learned a lot about Berlin, and it was actually really fun. I had some really good beers in Berlin, which reminds me, I had like around 30 new beers over in Europe.
Good grief.
Which was really good for me, I think, just to try different things like that. And then I went to Amsterdam to try new things.
New things in Amsterdam.
Yep, so some of those aren't legal, but that's okay. And then I went back to London for a day and had a really fun time in a park, and then I came home.
And that is your trip in a nutshell.
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much.
Worth it?
Oh, man, it was way worth it. Oh, man. It was so fun. You got anything else you'd like to banter about?
I don't know. How about the fair? Have you been?
I went last night with Elise.
Ah, cool. How's she doing?
She's real good.
Yeah? Do anything interesting at the fair?
I didn't walk around. I did eat deep-fried Oreos.
Did you? I saw them. I didn't eat them.
I decided to give them a plunge this time.
How were they?
By the way, this cigar is really full-bodied.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're feeling this. We'll discuss the cigar soon, but man.
The smoke's thick and the flavor's thick. It's, yeah.
Whew,
chest. You've heard me coughing.
My chest is like...
It's good, though.
Yeah, I'm going to be really relaxed. The fair, let's see, I don't know, we rode some rides and ate a lot of food. I had one of those turkey legs, too.
Yeah. I guess I went out there Saturday with my family. We mostly was eating, like, corn dogs, turkey legs, corn on the cob, lots of good stuff. We only rode the Ferris wheel just because it was all four of us. It was really, it's really expensive anyway, but especially for four people.
And, yeah, that's the only ride you rode?
Yeah, but I'll probably be going back, like, since my dad manages the radio station, he got media passes, so two media passes, so it doesn't cost anything to get in for two people, for us, but have to pay for everything else, of course.
But, gotcha.
So I'll probably go back sometime this week, during a weekday that's, it's not going to be slammed with people, because Saturday was insane.
Is that when you went? You went Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday night.
Yeah. Yeah, I had fun at the fair.
Yeah.
Let's see. All right, well, I'll talk about school a little bit. I moved into a new apartment with Josh, also known as Haas, and Bill, and Dave.
Wait, Dave?
Dave, it's this guy Dave. He's one of our friends.
Okay. I didn't know you had a fourth person in there.
Yeah, yeah. It's really fun, and I love living with those guys. And so far, the drama hasn't been too bad because I just try to stay out of it, to be honest. Yeah, and
it's a good idea with.
I don't know. I have a lot in common with all of them, which is just a big plus. And we live in a pretty nice place.
Yeah.
So. And one of the nice things about our apartment is we have a porch outside. Oh, sorry.
Oh, well, sorry.
I didn't know you were... We have a porch outside, and we have this storage closet that we call the LSU, the Lockable Storage Unit. And last year, whenever I would go over, we smoke in the storage closet, not cigars. Right. But last year when I would go over, it's in, like, complete disarray, and there was, like, crap all over the floor. So it was my project this year to make the storage, the LSU, like, really nice. So we put all these black lights in there and, like, all these black light posters and a stereo and, like, all these, like, lounge chairs. It's pretty fun. But, so that's pretty much my apartment. You got anything else?
All right, well, man, I'm pretty boring these days.
I'll continue talking about...
You said you were taking
Italian.
Italian, yeah.
Yeah, Italian is ridiculous, which is apparently the word of the night, but Italian's a lot of fun. It's really hard. It's probably one of the hardest classes I have.
Really?
Yeah.
Even after taking French in high school, I figured there would be at least enough similarities that you'd be all right with it.
Actually, French helps out a lot with Italian. It's more that my professor's this old guy who grew up in Sicily.
Oh.
And he's really tough.
I could imagine that would be tough.
And there's a lot of material and just... But it's so much fun. I love it. Every day I love it.
Sweet.
I'm also taking science fiction literature. We read Flowers for Algernon.
It's a good book.
Yeah, it is. It's a really good book. And then we read Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep, which is a Philip K. Dick novel, which they made into Blade Runner.
Okay.
And that is really good. And I still have yet to see the movie, so I'll
eventually go see it. Yeah, I haven't seen Blade Runner either.
I've wanted to see it for a little while.
Cool.
And right now we're reading The Stars My Destination, which is really good. Really good. I mean, I love it so far. Can't wait till I finish it. Huh?
Who's that by?
To be honest, I couldn't tell you right now. I don't remember. But and then we're going to read Dune.
Okay.
We already watched Back to the Future, and we're going to watch Terminator next. It's a really fun class.
Sounds like it. That's awesome. How many hours are you taking this semester?
I'm taking 18.
Wow, that's a full load.
And I'm about to get a job. And yeah. I'm also in A band, and that's not an... I don't count that.
Oh, you are doing band?
Yeah.
I didn't know you were still, like...
Yeah, I still, I kind of got recruited to stay in A band. Yeah, I didn't really want to do it, but I told D I would, and I didn't want to go back on my word.
Right.
So I stayed in it. But it's off and on.
Have you declared a new major, or are you just...
I haven't done it yet. No, I can't do it till next semester.
Okay.
But I will be next semester because I love my new major, which is communications with a concentration in print journalism.
Okay.
So I have two comm classes, and they're so much fun. They're really good. Well, one's not fun. One is fun, but the other one that's not fun, it's interesting to me. So
right.
It's communication theory.
Okay.
And I'm also taking astronomy, which is a lot of fun. It's a lot of information. It makes me look at things a lot differently, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I've thought about taking an astronomy class. Never have. Seems interesting, though.
I took it in high school and didn't learn anything.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. But I'm learning so much now, it's ridiculous. And a cat's coming outside. Speaking of cats, my family just got two new kittens. Uh-huh. Two twin boys. The one that came out is Duma. They're gray cats, and the other one's called Duncan, and he has white paws and a white neck, and he's been, quote, dunked.
Yes.
Like Dunkin' Donuts, my sister says. But anyway, I'm also taking art appreciation, which is, I don't like the class very much. My teacher is this, like, hippie lady, and he was chewing on the wrapper thing.
Oh.
And, She popped some acid the other day in front of us.
Oh my gosh.
She said, hey, I'm gonna eat these chocolate strips and put these strips in her mouth. And about 30 or 40 minutes went by, and all of a sudden she just started screaming at us and told us to leave, and then ran out of class. And I'm pretty sure she was tripping on acid, but I'm not sure, but I mean, you can tell she's done some drugs. This lady.
That's pretty ridiculous to be doing that. Period, as a teacher and in class.
I've been reading a lot. I read Plato's Republic, which was really good, and I analyzed it. Now I'm working on Dante's comedy, Divine Comedy.
Cool.
And, Yeah, and I also read the paper a lot more. I read the New York Times.
Yeah, so you've told me.
Which Gabe doesn't approve of. And actually, a lot of my friends think it's bad as well.
Yeah, there's been a lot over the past few years that, you know, it's almost fraudulent in what they print sometimes, and I don't know. So they've lost a lot of credibility on my end, so. But they're still the nation's most read paper, so other than USA Today, probably.
USA Today sucks, by the way, because I picked one up. Horrible.
No, I told you, though, like, ugh. Dude, that was...
Headlines.
Yeah, it was meant to be news for the ADD, basically. It was the headlines and one fact about the story, and that's about it. So
lame.
And all in color, so it attracts people.
Yeah,
you know, stuff
I
like
thought
that.
It was just not very good at all.
No, if you want deep news, that's not the paper to go to. But...
And I listened to Rush, because you told me to listen to Rush. And I liked the first 2 hours. The third hour just seemed like, to be honest, a lot of propaganda to me.
Oh.
The one that you showed me. I don't know if it's always like that. But by the third hour, I was like, man, this is just, no. I gave it a fair shot, but no. And my main problem was, like, I don't know what it's supposed to be. It's a talk show, obviously, but... I wanted something to, like, give me news, you know? And he was kind of just commenting on what was going on in the news.
Right. Now, he doesn't...
Does he do the news? Like...
No, he doesn't really... I mean, he covers a lot of... Generally, like I said, because we're so close to an election, it's a little bit different than what it usually is. But generally, yeah, he's covering... He's basically covering stories in the New York Times and other papers and giving you the gist of what they say. And then telling you what's wrong with them, and not everything has something wrong with it, but it's...
I agreed with a lot of what he said, actually.
Yeah, it's like I said, even if you disagree with what he says, he's going to give you a little different twist on it, make you think about it a little bit differently than you may have been. And, you know, if you listen to it consistently, it becomes addictive, like, because you... He may not cover all the news, but he covers quite a bit in the 3 hours, and you're kept up to date, at least in the realm of politics.
Yeah. Speaking about the news, what do you think about the whole North Korea
nuclear
testing?
You know, it doesn't necessarily... I mean, Kim Jong-il, I don't trust the guy, but it's not that I'm afraid he'll use it. It's afraid that... I'm afraid that... his ties with Iran will get it to Ahmadinejad, which does worry me if he were ever to get nuked.
I'm
you
pretty
know.
Sure that could easily happen,
oh,
too.
Oh, it could definitely easily happen. And, I don't know, there's just a... It's just a step in the wrong direction, in my opinion, but it's already been made now, and
the
UN's
country.
Not going to do anything. UN's worthless, in my opinion, so...
They're the ninth country that has... done nuclear testing, and South Africa gave up their nukes in 1991, but they're looking to get them back.
Right.
And I was actually reading about it some. I just lost my train of thought. Damn.
It went by with the truck, didn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, let's change topics.
Cool.
So, cigar of the week. Right now, we are having the A. Puntillo Paragon Robusto, which is a 5 years aged sun grown cigar, and I got it from Capital City. We were talking about its full-bodiedness earlier.
Yeah.
And the guy at Capital City, Larry, told me it wasn't the Robusto. It was a way bigger size with a weird name, I think. He said it took him 3 hours to smoke, and, like, it was killing him because he had only had a cup of coffee. And if I had not just eaten my mom's dinner right now...
This would be killing you, too?
Yeah. I mean, man, it's like... it reminds me of a Hoyo de Nicaragua kick to it.
Hmm. Haven't had one, so I couldn't compare. Oh. But I when you say it took him 3 hours, that kind of surprised me, because it's not that this is burning fast, but it doesn't seem to be a particularly slow-burning cigar either.
Yeah, I don't think so.
So, I don't know, man.
The thing is, he said that, but he also does have to tend to customers.
That's true. He puts his cigars down a lot, I noticed when I met him.
Yeah. But anyway, so far I'm enjoying it. Maduro taste... Definitely heavy tobacco taste.
Yeah.
Spice. At the beginning, so much spice I noticed. Very nice. I'm actually really liking this, but I don't think I'm in the mood for it for some reason. Like, I can be in a mood for a specific type of body.
Right.
And I'm not in a mood for a very full-bodied cigar right now. But I actually really do like this, and I would go back and buy a few more. Cool. And this one was the first one that the wrapper didn't crack on me. Did it crack on you?
No, mine was clean cut, too. It was fine.
That's good.
My light was a little off, but that was my fault, and the lighter not working, so.
Yeah. I need to get a new lighter.
Yeah.
Anyway. Links of the week?
Yeah, go for it, because I still
go with mine. Okay. www.erowid.org. It's erowid.org.
Okay.
It's pretty much an informational database of drugs. And actually, it's really informative. I don't know. I actually do a lot of research on it. Not only on, like, illegal drugs,
right,
but legal ones as well, like salvia and morning glory and caffeine and chocolate,
right,
et cetera, and alcohol. And I don't know. I find it really informational and pretty fun to look at.
Cool.
They have really cool pictures, too, actually. And one of my favorite things to do, but it takes a lot of time, is people write their experiences out,
right,
in like a long format, and you read about how they saw a devil like in their clock and stuff like that. And I don't know. It's pretty interesting to read.
Interesting. All right, I'll go with www.daybyday.com. I'm pretty sure that's the address. It's a comic called Day by Day. Did you get it?
I got a really nice... Well, I've gotten a bunch, but I got a really nice cigar ring right there.
Right, no, I thought you were pointing at me because you got one through one or something.
Oh, no, I will try that next.
Anyway, daybyday.com, it's a comic. It's been going for a few years now online. It just started getting syndication in a few newspapers around the country. But I'll warn you now, it's got a little conservative slant, but it's pretty funny most... Or, I don't know, it can be funny sometimes, and the drawing... It's got an interesting style to it. I like it. So,
daybyday.com?
Yep.
Word. I'm going to do a book of the week, just because I've been doing a lot of reading, even though I read this...
A long time.
I read this, like, in February.
Okay.
It's by Carlos Castaneda, and it's The Teachings of Don Juan. It's about an anthropology major who quit school and went... to a state near Mexico. I don't remember what it was right now. New York or something. But, no, I'm just kidding. But, anyway, he went down there in search of this guy named Don Juan, and he randomly ran into Don Juan in, a train station. And, he goes through this, like, experimentation stage with Don Juan with, all these drugs, and it's really interesting. This is a really drug-oriented show, I guess.
Apparently.
Sorry. But no, it's a really good book, I think. I'm making Bill read it, right? One I'm making. I told Bill to read it, so
cool.
He's been reading it. And I could throw something in there. I went to Reader's Corner today.
Okay.
The used bookstore on Hillsborough Street.
Okay.
And I got like 10 books for $20.
Nice.
Great. I got some really good stuff, too. But I got almost all the rest of Carlos Castaneda's books, except for the third one, so I need to go buy that one, because I don't want to read them out of order. But it should be interesting. I really like the way he writes, and the stuff he writes about is really interesting. So, you been reading anything lately?
Most of what I read, well, I haven't lately, just because I'm so busy with work and class, no. But a month ago or so, yeah, I was reading a lot. Best fiction, I mean, really the only fiction I've read recently, is by an author called Joel C. Rosenberg, and it's a series. I started, I think, with the third or fourth book called The Ezekiel Option. It's pretty good. It's a biblical prophecy, end time prophecy.
I think I've heard of that.
You probably have. It was a bestseller for a long time. And then the sequel to that was called The Copper Scroll, which came out a month or so ago. It was good. It wasn't as good as The Ezekiel Option, though. But yeah, it's good. I liked it.
Word.
The premise of it is the Middle East and Iran getting nukes, Russia helping them, stuff like that. So it's kind of daunting how prophetic it does feel. So it was interesting.
Word. Right. Well, that's pretty much all on the show notes right now, because I didn't really plan too much for the show. I really wanted to see... I took so long for the show because I wanted my After Europe show to be really good and tell everyone what I did. And but then I realized not only does no one really care,
it would take forever.
It would just take a really long time. I did so much stuff and I got so many pictures and met so many people, and it just became such a big thing in my head that I didn't do it. So that's why it took forever to do this. But SSS Pirate 19 or whatever that guy's screen name is, he emailed me today and asked for me to do a show. So I figured, hey, why not?
Cool.
So this should get me back on the bandwagon for doing more shows.
More shows in the future.
Yeah, because Haas and Bill keep wanting to do a show, and I'm like, well, I don't know, I haven't done my After Europe one, and we're always drunk, so.
I see.
So, anyway, the next show should have, like, the regular pirate rants in the top fives and stuff like that. Because there's been a really, really good pirate rants lately.
I'm sure you guys can figure out something to rant about anyway.
Oh, and that Good, Bad, Ugly segment, I really liked that.
Oh, yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
What's going on with your new future job, Blackbeard's?
I'm really lazy, and I haven't filled out the application yet, so I've been avoiding the store.
Really?
Because I went in one time without having filled out the application to go to a CAO event, and he goes, hey, David, where's your application? And I go, it's on my desk. And he goes, oh, well, have you filled it out? And I was like, no. No. So I feel like a jerk because I need to fill it out soon because I think he really wants to hire me and I really want the job. But
at this point, it's just a kind of a formality that you're too lazy to do.
Yeah, hopefully. And I think that's really bad on my part to like be lazy to turn in an application. But man, I don't know. I hate filling out applications.
I hate it. Well, I mean, with 18 hours, I'm sure you're busy anyway.
I'm really busy. Yeah. Whenever I'm not in class, I'm either at the library. I go to the library for between an hour to 5 hours every night.
You're a better man than I. I could not do that. I would die.
Yeah, and then I get home and then have fun with my apartment, the people at my apartment. But yeah, I have fun with my apartment. We have this glory hole in it, and her name is Betsy, and I don't know who's on the other end of it. I think her name is Jincy.
Betsy and Jincy.
Betsy and Jincy. Anyway. So yeah, I guess that's it. Unless you have anything else.
No, I don't have anything. What's the closing song?
The outro song is "Chi Siamo Noi" by La Squadra. It's an Italian rap, and I like Italian rap.
Is this something you discovered in Italy or over here?
No, actually, I was looking for Italian rap on iTunes, and I was able to buy the album for like $6,
cool.
And it was like 20 songs or something. So I went ahead and did it.
Do you understand any of it?
Yep. Chi siamo noi means who are we?
Sweet.
That's all I know. I don't know. I haven't listened to the album yet, really. I have so much to do. I just keep trekking along and just keep trying to do what I got to do, and I don't have time for a lot of things. But I do have time to sit down with a good cigar and my good friend Gabe and record a really bad podcast.
Whatever works.
Yeah. So, thanks for listening, and I guess see you soon, hopefully.
And I'll probably see you next spring or summer or something. I don't know. Whenever Dave's back, whenever
I'll be back for winter break.
Yeah, that works.
And, you know, if you come to ECU, you will be around.
Indeed.
So we can do them then. Cool. All right, well, peace.
See ya.
Okay, so I made a mistake. I bought the Chi Siamo Noi song on iTunes, and so it's an M4P file, so I can't put it into GarageBand. So, and it's... To substitute for it, I will play The Doors' Horse Latitudes. So that's coming up. And just as a recap, because we're just about done with our cigars, what do you think of yours?
I don't know, dude. Like, it was good. I'm down to my last, like, inch and a half, 2 inches, and it just started laying me out. This is really weird. I haven't felt this before.
Yep. Yep, that means you can't drive home right away, probably.
Yeah.
No, I had a cigar one time. It was an Arturo Fuente Chateau Sungrown, I think. And I couldn't drive home very well. I got in my car, and I stopped at a stoplight, and it's in this neighborhood. I sat at the stoplight and put my head on the steering wheel, and I kept telling myself to wake up.
Yeah.
Because it knocked me up.
I'm feeling, like, sick all of a sudden. It's, like, really good.
Drink some water.
I'm dizzy. Oh, dude.
Safety. All right, so, hopefully Gabe will make it home.
Oh, man.
And we'll see you guys next time.
When the still sea conspires in armor, and her sullen and aborted currents breed tiny monsters, true sailing is dead. Awkward instant, and the first animal is jettisoned. Legs furiously pumping their stiff green gallop, and heads bob up. Poise, delicate, pause, consent, in mute nostril agony, carefully refined and sealed over. Thank you.